This is the thing, like, you know, when you go.
Chatting with Andrew Henderson after today's opening round of the Championship defeat away at Doncaster, 36-20. Hendo, when you walked up the steps then, I don't think I've seen you looking that frustrated or maybe even a little bit of anger in them eyes, but you certainly look frustrated.
It's more disappointment, if I'm honest, Paul. It's disappointment because, you know, I really believe in the group of players we've got there, and I'm just disappointed with that level of performance. You know, I feel they've let each other down there. You know, well, there's large, I wouldn't say all, because I thought there was some really there were some players out there that I thought delivered some really good level of performance, but we just didn't have enough. You know. You know, so yeah, it's a tough one to take because I know that we're better than that. But the reality is, you know, we've had six games now, and you know, albeit the first three games were more about let's suck it and see, and you know, have a look at different people and assess where we're at. You know, we've had the last two games to prep for this round, and you know, poor performance against Sheffield, but you know, a much improved performance against Oldham, and we wanted to try and build on that really in today's fixture. We knew it was going to be a tough assignment. They're a very good side, Doncaster. I think they've, you know, kept the core of last year's squad and added some real quality to it. You know, some real ex Super League and top end Championship players to their squad, and they were going to be a tough team today. We knew that, and I thought that, you know, when you look at the game as a whole, you know, the first 20 minutes, you know, we're in the contest. I don't think we started with the intent and the purpose as much as I would have liked us to. You know, I felt we're a little bit just off the pace a bit, but we were in the fight and it was set for set. We just weren't quite getting the field position. And then we just went through a little period there where we come up with a couple of errors, a couple of penalties. And it was in that period where they, you know, if I'm honest, they capitalised and went 12-0 up.
Yeah.
And then I thought the injection of the guys off the bench really changed the game for us. And you know, I thought Adehinganu was outstanding today. Yep. I really was really impressed with what he produced in his first game back for us, and you know, really really impressed with him. Josh Daly added some injection around the ruck there. Jack Teamby bending the line back, and I just felt like I just felt the bench really gave us something, and we got ourselves back into the contest. And at 12-10 down, I thought, yeah, do you know what? We're, you know, if we can fix up those areas now in the second half, mate, I think we can earn the right to come home with this one. But it was just an horrendous start to that second half. And we just, like I said, I think in the first 20 minutes of the second half, I think we only had six sets with the ball. I think we completed one out of those six. And amongst that, we had a couple of penalties given away too. So we put ourselves under a huge amount of pressure.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, we weren't strong enough to handle that and stop what was coming out. Is, you know, time and time again, we're offering Doncaster field position and waves of possession, and we weren't good enough to stop it defensively. And full credit to Donny, they took full advantage of those opportunities and capitalised. But then we got a little bit of a respite towards the back end of the game where we started to string a few sets together and sort of put them under a little bit more pressure. And then what happens? We get a couple of tries, and we're sort of, you know, with 10 to go, you might have an outside chance of nicking it, but it wasn't meant to be. And I think we were definitely second best today.
Yeah. I mean, it was, we didn't really want half time to arrive. I think that was, we were proper in a purple patch. We were in our ascendancy. We looked good. With that injection of pace, three or four that came off the bench, absolutely changed the game. And we just didn't want half time to arrive. And unfortunately, we lost all momentum. It was like a different team came out.
Yeah, it was, mate. It was. It was like, you know, obviously I know we don't handle the kickoff, do we, at the second half there. We go an error off the kickoff. But we've got to be better defensively. Like that next set, we've got to have enough in us. You know, we're fresh. We've just come off out of half time. We've got to have a bit more tenacity there and defend that next set, which we failed to do. So straight away, you know, that gives them an 8-point advantage, and all of a sudden they've got their tails up. But then off the back of that, you know, we give a penalty, then I think the next set, then we do defend it, but then we give an error, and then the next set we get with the ball, we go another error. You know, I mean, it was almost like we just kept compounding ourselves with errors and penalties. And like I said, I think Donny probably only had to defend a couple of sets in the first sort of, you know, 15-20 minutes. So they had all that energy, and like I said, they took full advantage of that. So, you know, a lot of it was self-inflicted, but again, like you said, we're just going to have to own up to that and try and right those wrongs in a couple of weeks' time.
We won't dwell on the negatives forever. The positives, like I said, I mean, I thought Atta and Josh, when they come on, it was like we'd put half a dozen players on pitch.
Yeah, no, I thought those two really added some impetus around the ruck area. And like Atta, I thought was smart today. He carried at the right times. He passed at the right times. You know, he looked a real genuine threat there. And I'm excited about him growing into that role. You know, I think it does add a different attacking dimension to our game. And really looking forward to him to continue to build those combinations with those around him. But ultimately, there wasn't too many other bright shining lights, was there? Like I said, I thought Teamby did some solid stuff off the bench, showed Ronan Michael. There were guys there. Guys aren't out there not trying, but I don't feel we had enough for that effort off the ball stuff as well. And we weren't competing as hard as we normally do. But also we're putting a lot of pressure on ourselves as well, which compounds and takes drains your energy levels as well. Yeah. It all has a knock-on effect, mate. But we're a shadow of the team we were the week before, put it that way.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we could critique it forever probably. But you get a week off, you get some time to study it, to think about it. And like you said, it's not panic, it's week one, so there's no drama yet.
100%. Listen, it's a long old season, we know that, and you don't win nothing in March, do you? But ultimately our focus is on delivering the level of performance that we set here at this club. That today was not at that level. I can cop losing if we've performed well and we've just been beaten by the better team on the day, and it might have been a fantastic play that beats us or something, along those lines. You can cop that as a coach. But today, I'm more disappointed in the manner that we lost the game today. I just don't think we ever really gave ourselves a genuine chance, because we put ourselves under too much pressure, and we just probably didn't have that same amount of hunger and desire as the opposition either. Like, we were outcompeted. Simple as that.
I think one thing, from a fan perspective, something that we've always said is that we always seem to gift them a couple of tries. We have to work really hard to score, and they didn't.
No, they didn't. No, that's simple as that.
Yeah. We'll conclude it on that note. All right. Okay, mate. Thanks for your words.
Thanks, Paul.